Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this Thursday, November 12th, 2020. May I have the roll call, Jess?
Yes, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here.
I move we approve the agenda as presented. This is Director Torlakson.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Okay. Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. I know that I would like to pull B. Does anybody else?
You know what? I agree with you, Trina.
All right. Do I have a motion on A and C then?
Yes.
I move we approve the consent calendar A and C and pull out item B.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
Thank you, May, and thank you, Director Garcia. All right. Eva, why did you want to have the warrants pulled? What do you think, Director Garcia?
It's that huge charge, I think it's the electrical work, or I can't find it. Is that what it's for? It's like 100 and let me find it.
You want me to go on with mine and then you can find yours? Eva?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, please.
I think I might know the answer to this as I was waiting, Doug, but Boger's water was super high again. And then I noticed that there was a replacement of some kind of valve at Boger Park. Is that going to take care of it, the water? Is the general manager with us?
He was.
He may not be, so let me move on to Jeff, because I've got a couple for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
On the warrant, mm-hmm. Down around, it's warrant 44967, it says Kaiser Foundation, and it says HEAL. I don't know what that stands for. It's a monthly charge. What is that?
It's supposed to be Kaiser Foundation Health, so it's a health insurance.
It's a health insurance?
It's the medical, yeah.
Got it. the general manager with us right now?
No,
I guess he's still not. Yep. Hey, Jess, so we pay this yearly fee for CSDA, it's almost $4,000. Do you know what we get with that?
For
a question for Doug.
I'm sorry, where was that one?
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Are you talking about the CSDA membership dues?
Oh.
Yeah, what do we get for that?
One of the things that it includes is our liability insurance, and we have been sued over the years. They have been the organization, it's the California Special Districts Association. Mm-hmm. They've been the one that provided the attorneys when we've been sued by our former board members.
Okay, so membership includes that kind of a benefit?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I appreciate it. Do we have the general manager with us yet? All right, I have one more question, and then we'll go to Eva. I've never asked this before, Jeff, but how come we're paying Alfredo Santana out of the warrants instead of just out of regular payroll?
He is the only one that gets a physical check and doesn't have direct deposit, so that's the only way it allows us to do it. For payroll.
Oh, because he's requested physical check?
Yes.
Okay. All right, got it. Mm-hmm. All right, Director Garcia, did you have questions?
Yeah, the charges for the Sierco solar installation is like $113,907.
Yes, so that is for the energy.
Is that just a one-time fee?
That's for the whole project, so we do get reimbursed for that.
Okay, but it is a one-time fee. Okay, great. I had that question. That was it for me.
And then do we have the general manager on yet? All right, I'll ask my question about Boger another time then. So I guess we'll move on. Do I have somebody that can make a motion for B? Why don't you do it, Eva?
I move that we approve. Is it a B?
B.
B, right?
I second. That's right. Do I have a second? I second. This is Director Torlakson. Thank you, directors.
Okay.
Do we don't need a voice count on that, right?
I believe we do.
I think we do. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Okay, so
I just
got a text from Doug, and he's on here, but he's muted.
Oh.
So he's trying.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Doug. Are you able to present the general manager's report now? We can't hear him for some reason.
He sounds really good to know.
I know. Do you think, Jessica, that he knows that we can't hear him?
Yeah, he just texted me that he's on mute. Let me try to find out what... If Peter can fix it one sec. Sorry.
You know, for 6 months, this went really, really smooth in these last couple months. Not sure what the deal is.
This is actually a new company since the last one we had an issue with, and it looks like this one is not that... not working either.
I know. For 6 months, it's like so seamless.
Yeah.
Last month, we had that problem where it dumped out all of a sudden at once, remember?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear my dog snoring? She's right here. It's not me. My goodness. She's something else.
Sorry, they're working on it.
Oh, is she growling in her sleep? She's sleepy.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Can I make a suggestion that we go on and come back to the general manager's report?
Well, we just don't have anything else. I mean, we can do public comment.
Sure.
Let's do that.
I have something, Madam Chair. Yeah. I have something to report on public communication.
All right, but let me get to there officially, okay? We're going to move around general manager's report until he can come back, and we're going to move on. There is no legal report, and we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication regarding items not...
I'm back.
Okay, well, we'll stop that public communications and go back to the general manager's report. Thank you, Fred.
I apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll get through this.
Okay.
You can still hear me okay, though? Just let
yes.
me know what
yes.
you
sound
out.
Great. Sure, the floor is yours, sir.
Okay, thank you. One of the items I wanted to report is we have an older rolling.
Oops, I can't hear him.
He's gone.
How about now? Can you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I out now?
Yes.
You're
in.
You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Now.
Okay. We have an older rolling fleet. Our trucks are quite old. We had a recent 2006 Ford F-150. The transmission went bad. Generally, when you have a vehicle that old, you think about replacing it, but under the circumstances, there's only 60,000 miles on the vehicle, so we elected to have the transmission rebuilt to save the district a significant savings, and we got it done for a relatively reasonable fee, about $1,500, and it's running great. So we were able to kick the can down the road on that, but eventually we're going to have to take a look at some of our vehicles and replacing them because they are getting quite old. Am I still on?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. A couple items for recreation. We had a basketball camp, went very well. It was full with 16 kids, and it was part of the LNCHD grant. What was really interesting about this is there was only 3 signed up initially, and Lori did an email blast, and that's we're capable of doing that with our recreation software. And as soon as she did the blast, it filled up within 2 hours. So, let us know that's working rather well. And then Maria is going to try to do her class. She teaches Maya Fitness. She's been doing this for quite some time. So she's going to take it up again on January 4th. And the restrictions are you can only have 20% of the room's capacity, which in this case would be about 24. They wear masks in, masks out while they're there. They're assigned to an X, which is about 10 feet apart from anybody else. So we're in compliance with all the COVID protocol. So we'll give that a try. It's pre-registration only, which will be a little bit of a challenge since your regular classes are mostly drop-in. So we'll see how this goes. We have to give it a chance. We had a problem with the pool, and I noticed that some of you were asking a little bit about the warrants for this month. The bill has been a little bit high at the pool with water, and it's interesting because nobody's using the pool. But what has happened is when we went to connect the energy efficient system to operate the pump at the pool, which means the pump wouldn't be running all the time. It would be running only at specific times, saving energy. The impellers were stuck, and so we couldn't run the pump at all. As a matter of fact, it was a little bit of a challenge to see if we can coordinate that. We found that the impellers were blocked with all kinds of debris. It's been accumulating over years. We had to have somebody go down there and clear that. So it's actually a specialty service, and once they cleared that, everything worked fine. But in the meantime, what we had to do was backwash to filter the pool. Now, if you keep the pool in balance, it actually starts eating away at the size of the pool. So we need to have it balanced. And of course, the county can come by and check the water and write us a citation if they want to see, even if there's nobody in the pool. But we keep it balanced just for the lifetime of the pool. And once we did that, we were fine. But backwashing requires dumping water, some water off, and adding new water. And we had to do that quite frequently for a while. So that explains why we had a higher than normal bill, especially with the water. Before I get to the really big items, let's look down my list here. The, as you know, the board annually sets aside capital funds to take care of things that we can't foresee, and we're putting out fires reactive instead of proactive, and that's just because we have an aging inventory, infrastructure. And we did a study, and the study identifies certain items, and one of those items was the HVACs, the air conditioning heating units on the roof of the community center. And they just go out, and when they go out, they can look at it and say, we can restore it, or it's reached the end of its useful life. And recently, we had one that went completely out, and so we had to replace that. The good news on that is that we were able to do that in conjunction with our energy services contract, which was replacing one already under the contract. This other one was outside the contract, so we were able to couple that together and order them, and you know, get the discounts and buying multiple HV units. So it's a $14,000 unit that we're having put on November 24th. That's about the fourth one the district has replaced outside the energy service agreement, with the new one coming on. That'll be, it's the fourth or fifth. So we'll have four or five brand new units up there, and the other ones are kind of putting along. And of course, we'll, you know, go with them as far as we can before we have to replace them. So the good news is that we were able to do it in cooperation with the energy services agreement. But the bad news, we had to incur a $14,000 bill on a new HVAC unit.
Can I ask you something, General Manager? This is Trina. Why would this unit be outside the contract?
Because they only identified savings up to one new HVAC unit. And once they started replacing all of them, they were going to see the units were going to cost more than the energy savings would realize.
Okay.
And they said it's just not efficient. So, you know, to be energy efficient, we can get you another one. But if we're going to put them all in there, you guys are really not going to save that much on the energy bill. So you want to just limp along with these as long as you can. And it would be more cost effective.
Okay.
There was a fire on October 26th early in the morning at property just outside of Ambrose Park. It essentially burnt down a homeless encampment. There was quite a few homeless back there, and it's been a problem. But they have since moved on, obviously. There was nothing left. And we have to have some cleanup there. And really, it's the identification of any weed abatement or anything that needs to go on out there, because police, fire went out there, and they said, you know, this is kind of weedy out here, too. We need to take care of that. We did some weed abatement earlier. It's had some trees cut down and some of the weeds cut down at the request of the fire department, so we're in compliance, and we already taken care of that. So there's going to be a meeting coming up this Monday, November 19th, and that meeting will involve the city of Pittsburgh, the county, and the property owner back there, and everybody's going to decide, you know, whose responsibility is whose, and who will take care of what. So I'll be reporting back to the board in December what we found out about that. But it's been a big challenge back there, and it's this kind of collective and collaborative work that we have with the other agencies that is helping make this go a little smoother. And finally, some of you were on the board when one of the pool designs necessitated the relocation of a storm drain.
Yeah,
at the park.
Hang on just a second. Can everybody mute their phones, Doug, please? I'm not hearing. Thank you, Doug. Go ahead.
Okay. So some of you may remember that a storm drain was relocated at Ambrose Park to accommodate a pool design. That design never materialized, but the storm drain was aged and needed to be replaced anyway. So they just abandoned the original and replaced it with a new line at a different location. That was phase one. They also had a phase two because there's another storm drain that's there, and it was nearly 10 years ago, about 2011. And the district at the time, the general manager recommended that we not take on phase two at that point. And it runs from the playground all the way through to the ADA parking that we have right next to the pool. And I don't know if I told the board this last time, that there's a kind of a sinkhole there now. I think I mentioned that. We've blocked off. Well, we've done some studies on this, and we found that it's rather expansive underneath. And there was a storm, a pretty good flooding we had last year, that wiped out a lot of the five R in the park, and it just the storm drain has failed underneath the ground there, the storm drain that was identified in phase two. So we have no choice now. This is a safety problem. We need to get this done. It's long overdue. I don't know how long it's corrugated steel under there. It's a 24-inch pipe, and it just needs to be dug up and replaced. And that's kind of tough. Because again, that's an unexpected expense that, you know, as part of the infrastructure, things that we don't see, we only know when it fails. The good news is that we can include this in the project, of replacing.
Bathroom project?
Yes, the bathroom project, which means the city of Pittsburgh can bid this out. They already have all the drawings, all the necessaries, to bid this. It makes it a lot easier, much labor, less labor intensive than it would normally be. I'll be coming back to the board in December, with a proposal with a cost. It's going to cost north of $100,000 to do this.
Holy.
Yeah, I know these things are, you know, we always know we're just a few things going wrong for really hitting this in the pocketbook. We had, you know, an overage last year of, Jessica, you can help me out, it was $229,260,
yeah,
something
about.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. So we had some additional savings from our expenditures over revenues, revenues over expenditures that, you know, we were able to add to reserve. So we'll be tapping into that for this project, one for the sewer line and then the other for the ADA component of replacing the restroom. So I'll have a proposal probably ready to go for the December meeting for the board to take action on. We finalized the alarm at the community center where Spark Point can have access. They're working there pretty much, you know, Monday through Friday, and so they needed access without shutting off our entire building. So we worked with the alarm company to add a keypad that they can use and deactivate the alarm just in their immediate area. So it's just one of those logistic things that we had to take care of. But other than that, that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Well, I have to say, thank gosh we're fiscally responsible and that we have 100K. You know, I congratulate this board and our general manager for that. But thank you, sir. Does anybody have any questions for general manager?
No
questions for me.
Okay, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any public that would like to speak at this time?
Yes, I would like to speak, please. As a
are you speaking on behalf of the public, Lupe, or on behalf of yourself?
On behalf of the public.
All right.
On behalf of the public, because today we had the garbage thing at Clearland Circle, and I'm going to be honest with you, there were 60 cars and trucks came by. There was 13. Ben, and they were all filled. We were there from 8:30. I got there at 8:15, and I didn't leave till 2:15. But the place I could not believe. On a Thursday, we had all this garbage. But next time, we're going to try it on a Saturday. Back to go back on Saturday. But I just want to say thank you guys for letting us use Clearland again. And I thank God that it was open to where we could use it. But a lot of people came through, and they were very, very sweet. Very, very nice. I just really have to say our community here is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and just to let the board know that we've done this in the past, and we partnered with the county for this effort. It's been a very fruitful cooperative effort and a service to the community. We were able to provide them that clear insight for this, and it's been a pretty worthy project. So we were able to do it again this year, so I'm glad to hear it was successful.
I wish we had said something about it at our last board meeting. I sure would have my people on my block, but yeah, thank you for that. That's great.
But
do I have any other members of the public that would like to comment at this? Okay, there's no other public.
Madam Chair, this is Director Torlakson. I'll reserve my comment for the, I guess, on the director comment instead of the.
Yeah, this is just public communications at this time. So okay, if there's no other public out there that would like to make any communication, I'll bring it back to the board, and we will move on. Moving on to board matters. We don't have any board matters. So moving on to public hearing, we don't have that. We don't have a closed session. Okay, well, here we are at committee report. Why don't we start with you, Director Torlakson?
Well, the first thing is that the foundation meeting did not occur as we planned. I guess we will have to meet again in January, but we are working on some of the bylaws, changes on the bylaws, and we hope that we'll be able to do that by January 2021. Secondly, I don't know if you've seen this on the newspaper, heard from other people from East Bay Regional Park, that the Bay Point Regional Shoreline Park will open not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, November 20th. And there's going to be some sort of ceremony. It's not open to the public, but I think they have limited number of people who could attend, but they will, I guess, video or stream it or something, and it will be available online after that. But after November, after the ceremony, the park will open. And I encourage you all to go and visit it because it's really going to be a big thing for the community. And I think that our district can work with the East Bay Park on some of the recreation that may be offered there. I saw that there is a kayak launch there that can happen sooner than later, I hope, for people who would like to kayak. And, of course, there's a really nice trail. It's flat enough that wheelchairs can actually go in some places of the trail. So that's it. I just wanted to share the great news that our waterfront will have more access. You know, I've been always into the waterfront trail and park renovation and restoration of the wetlands. So I'm very excited about the news.
Thank you, Director. Why don't we move on to Director Hoagland?
Nothing to report.
Okay, sir. Director Garcia?
Nothing to report.
All right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Nothing to report.
Okay. I don't have anything to report either.
Okay, so can I move to adjourn?
You can.
Okay. I would like at this time to move to adjourn, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
Great.
Hey, Lupe,